Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite, too. And don't forget, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, and you can follow us there at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's website. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. Find us there by typing in Captains with an S on the end of Captain America, all one word, Captain's America, and you'll come right to us. Now, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we've got from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we go to the caller that's on the phone, I want to ask you about the mayor's request in the District of Columbia for the National Guard to deal with the illegals with the boo-hoo, wah-wah. And I thought to myself, this is ridiculous compared to what's going on along that border down there where people are being inundated. D.C. is not. Well, their request was denied.
Well, I guess, first of all, Washington, D.C., has they had long been declared a sanctuary city. So they were, at one point, as did New York. So they were welcoming these people.
Yep.
The second thing is that what does Muriel Bowser want the National Guard to do?
Babysit them.
Ahead and these. Yeah, precisely.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Okay, now, let's go to the phone line. We have Bagamon Bob on the line. So what's your question for Denise?
Yes, sir, Kevin. As far as the China thing goes, I think that we need to put back a lot of the tariffs that we had on stuff, and some classes of products we can just absolutely forbid from coming from China. And as a part of that, a lot of these things could be made in Taiwan or South Korea. And the last thing I want to ask about, what about the naval? Does China still have a naval blockade on Taiwan? And can we break it, or if even necessary, just like the Berlin airlift, go and send airplanes in? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, the one thing I noticed about the plane, the ships that were around Taiwan,
the blockade and the military exercises that China is doing goes through Sunday.
Yep.
But at issue here, the one country you have to pay attention to is Japan, because some of the missiles that China lobbed went into Japan's economic zone, the waters of their economic zone. So the question then becomes, what is Biden doing about any of this? Has he picked up the phone and called anybody, least of which would be Japan? The answer to that is no. As far as China goes, we have to measure this one very carefully, because we have to look at what China can do to hurt us worse than they ever did over COVID. So, you know, this is something that should have been going on a very long time. The one thing that I was disappointed with Trump when he announced a big, huge trade agreement with China, which was a good thing at the time, but there should have been a warning then, because we also found out how vulnerable the United States was when it comes to pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. So at that very moment, the Department of Commerce, the U.S. Trade Representatives, HHS, State Department, all should have been on a cohesive mission to wean and relocate that pharmaceutical business from China. We could have had probably, I don't know, 20 or 30% of it done by now. Look, we saw with the baby formula shortage what a crisis that is. And it's still a crisis today, of which the Biden administration has virtually dropped the ball again on it. this is a very important thing. And it shouldn't have been the discussion only because of the threat. And they made a threat to assassinate Pelosi.
Yes.
They made that threat to shoot down her plane. That threat in and to itself is intolerable.
Mm-hmm.
So while Biden wants to call Russia a pariah, the truth of the matter is that Russia is a terror state. I don't care what anybody says. It's a terrorist government, let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, so is the Chinese Communist Party. And why we are so afraid to say things the way they are. I mean, if you just look at what China has done, not only to the United States, but the rest of the world. They got spies all over the United States. They've infected our universities. They've infected our corporations. They're still continuing to hack. I don't care what anybody says. We only hear about the big hacks, which when corporations admit that they happen. They continue to steal intellectual property, including, I might add, all kinds of data and files out of the U.S. Patent Office. There's been no consequence to COVID.
Yep.
So we don't know the whole truth.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We need to get our pharmaceutical companies and all those places to make all the pills and whatnot the hell out of China and back over here. We need to do that for sure. I'll be right back. More with Denise Simon coming right up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, and we'll have more with Denise in just a second. I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for whatever it is you're driving, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You want to get them covered, too. They'll do all of that. But where you save the money, where you really save the money, is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together, and that's when you're going to see the savings. So give them a shot. Geico, GEICO.com. You'll find out where your local agent is if you don't already know. See the local agent if you want, or do it all on the web. You can do it that way too. Geico, GEICO.com. You'll be glad you did. It's going to save you a bunch of money. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We talked a minute ago about the District of Columbia and what's going on there. We have a situation, and there's been a lot of this in Michigan. Michigan, a lot of the rivers are polluted, right?
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Well, remember the water situation they had, what was it, in Flint a few years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that happened because of the rusting pipes and all that sort of stuff. Well, we have
That was because the rivers were polluted.
Well, we have a situation in the Huron River system, which is the other end of all that, where in Huron, Michigan, there's a Michigan manufacturer there who has released for the second or third time toxic chemicals directly into the Huron River system. Now, he's done this before. He's done it again. This time, the city is going to take legal action against him, and it could be criminal.
Okay. Well, I don't know what this Wixom plant does. I have no idea that they are calling it a chemical spill.
Mm-hmm.
They're apparently some kind of an auto supplier, so I'm kind of curious as to what kind of contamination. But this is their second incident in the last 4 years from this plant.
Mm-hmm.
But hexavalent chromium went into the sewer treatment system, and from there it went into the Huron River. So as far as it being toxic, it affects inhalation, ingestion, skin contact, and apparently there's some, allegedly there's some contact with lung cancer, asthma, and bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
So the plant is, I think it's shut down, but that's where we are with it. Wixom plant.
Now, Arizona seems to have a problem being able to count votes in Maricopa County. Have you noticed that? And an election official from an Arizona county, Maricopa County, has resigned after allegations of voter irregularities and a ballot shortage on primary elections day. Now, the Pinal County, the government confirmed that David Frisk is a man's name, is no longer in the position of elections director, and he's no longer employed by Pinal County. Now, this came after a shortage of ballots on primary election day, and thousands of early ballots were sent to the wrong voters leading up to the primaries. My goodness.
You know, I'm old. I don't remember all of these issues in the 70s or the 80s or the 90s.
Nope.
So we have to ask ourselves, why don't we kind of revert back to the way we used to do things?
Sure.
We wouldn't have these kind of issues. But, you know, let's kind of like travel on over to Pennsylvania, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Because Pennsylvania's legislature is a Republican legislature.
Yep.
And they voted for these drop boxes again. And there was a challenge to it. And their state Supreme Court upheld it. So, you know, did we have drop boxes in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s? I don't remember drop boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is that we ought to really look at context here. We wouldn't have voter issues if we didn't have activists. And the activism started in earnest during the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really went on fire because I would say the Democrats took advantage of it. The Democrats at all levels took advantage of it during the election, because they said, oh, people are, you know, it's COVID, and, you know, we're going to have to do drop boxes, and people are going to, you know, don't want to leave their houses, and their fear, blah, blah, blah. So
mm-hmm.
We're just so being punked.
Now, we have an email I just got from Tom in Sacramento, and thank you, Tom, for listening to us in Sacramento, California. He's saying that the Chinese have thousands of missiles that will annihilate the American fleet.
I don't disagree with that. I don't know what the I don't know what the number is, but we only have one battle group over there, and with what we have over there, it could easily be, I think, annihilated.
Do we not have a second one that was held back, that was told not to leave the area, though? No.
No.
I thought we did. We had a second one held over, but okay.
Well, we have the Reagan. So, you know, let's kind of go back a little ways, too, because under the Obama administration, a lot of our CIA Chinese operatives were coming up dead. And so the reason I think for that is because there was a hack that was done, and I think it went through, what was it, the General Accounting Office or the Office of Personnel Management.
Right.
Anyway, so Obama pulled the plug and eventually evaporated CIA operations in China. Trump comes into office and he does something called the China Initiative, where there was to be a full-blown operation here to look at how many Chinese operatives, nefarious operatives, were not only in the United States, but the U.S. persons had some connective tissue to some nefarious types. And we saw a lot of those people necessarily being arrested. Remember the huge amount of people that were being arrested during COVID? And
yes.
These scientists and fish. Okay. Then Biden comes into office, and what, 4 or 5 months ago, he canceled the China Initiative altogether. So we don't know what's going on in China. For us to be able to truly estimate what China is doing with their Navy, with their Air Force, with their ground troops, and all these other kinds of things, is really a scientific guess here at this point. We have some abilities because we, you know, we have the NSA, and we, you know, we are doing some things to find out stuff in China, but we have no idea where China may be doing other things out of the view of any of the technologies that we have. So, but if you listen to any part of our military, including, I would say, the Joint Chiefs of Staff and whatnot, we are way behind the advancements, the volume of advancements that China is making. And the United States always had kind of an ethos that we would be 10 years ahead of military technologies, research and development of any of our adversaries. That has evaporated in a lot of the fields. Mm. To evaporate in some cases completely, in another cases down to like 2 or 3 years. And I would argue that anything that we think that we have still have an advantage of, we don't necessarily know because we don't have eyes on China like we once did or should have. So we're in a very bad way, ladies and gentlemen, with China. I would say just quit buying anything that's made in China. I mean, just quit doing it.
Right, right. And bring the companies back out of China and bring the people back out of China. Let them go pound sand. That's just me. All right, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, kiddo. Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Our Military and Veterans News segment coming up when we come back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators plan to work this weekend on a big spending package known as the Inflation Reduction Act. Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying the bill will lower costs, including prescription drug prices, and will further reduce the deficit and combat climate change. Meantime, Republicans call it a massive tax and spend bill. Tensions continue to rise between the United States and China following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. NSC Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby says the United States has shown to China that intimidation will not work.
We're going to keep an aircraft carrier in the region to monitor the situation. We've made very clear our continued support for one China policy and our continued support for Taiwan's self-defense.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, 2 campuses to serve you. Check them out online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's the National Aviation Academy to tell you more about themselves.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a highly paid, highly detailed job, and you'll be in demand for the rest of your life. Believe me when I tell you. Here's the deal. Go over to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Take a look at what they have to offer, and then take a look at the 2 campuses they've got. One being Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, and the other being Concord, Massachusetts, up just outside the city of Boston. Pick the one you want to go tour, take a tour of, or maybe you want to go see both, and you can do that. But call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour. And you will get an opportunity to not only see the campus, but you get an opportunity to talk to the students that are there. You get an opportunity to talk to a teacher or two that's there. And you get an opportunity to talk to the money people that will help you fill out your student paperwork to get your student loan. Now, if you are a veteran and you have educational benefits available on your GI Bill, they will also tell you how much and what kind you've got. If you're coming out of the service and you haven't used your educational benefits, then obviously you got it all left. So you won't need to worry. Your schooling will be paid 100%, 100%, and all the add-ons that come along with it, the government will pick up if you're a veteran coming out of the service. Now, all I can tell you is based on my personal experience, there ain't nobody doing it any better than National Aviation Academy. Nobody. I've talked to some of the other people. I've seen some of the other campuses. National Aviation Academy is at the top of the pyramid. So if you want to learn it, you want to get it right, that's the place to go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. All right. The Pentagon right now is reminding everybody not to wipe their phones, not to get rid of the memory that's in your phone. If you're going to get a new phone or if you're going to do something different. Now, the Deputy Department of Defense Secretary, Kathleen Hicks, sent out the memo to senior leaders this week. We'll see what that is all about. But they're trying to stop things from getting out there that shouldn't be out there, and this is one way to do it. Now, Lieutenant General John Healy, U.S. Air Force, took command of the Air Force Reserve on Wednesday, replacing its retiring boss, Lieutenant General Richard Scobie, in a ceremony at Robins Air Force Base in Georgia. And congratulations to the general on his promotion, and congratulations to the general on his retirement. The Navy, by the way, according to a judge, federal judge, failed to address the environmental impact of the Growler fleet and the expansion of the Navy Growler fleet. Now, a federal judge has ruled that the Navy violated the National Environmental Policy Act during its environmental review process for the expansion of the Growler jet fleet at Naval Air Station Whidney Island. We'll see what happens there. To be determined, I guess, is the way you would explain that one. By the way, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced that the Air Force Brigadier General Patrick Ryder will become the department's new press secretary. He's been a veteran spokesman at the Pentagon, but he will now become the DOD's next press secretary. And remember, right, John Kirby was there before he moved into the White House. And I think John Kirby needs to be doing more so we don't get embarrassed further by little old Frenchie that's up there. But that's just me. Now, the Defense Department will extend its program meant to help provide care for military dependents diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder through 2028 to evaluate the effectiveness, according to the agency. They're keeping their autism care program going through 2028. And that's a good thing for the families that are using it, I'll tell you that. Cases of COVID-19 continue to increase in South Korea over the past 2 weeks, while the U.S. military infections remained around 300 for the same period. The civilian numbers were going higher. Now, we have it on good assumption from the United States Naval Intelligence News that the People's Liberation Army Rocket Force fired 11 ballistic missiles into the waters surrounding Taiwan as part of a series of military exercises. Four of them flew directly over the island at altitude. Four of them. And four of them landed in the economic zone of Japan, which are their territorial waters. It's kind of amazing to see what's going on here and how there's reckless abandon for or any regard for what Japan might do or what South Korea might do if those missiles were to actually land and hit something on land. Could be an accident, but accidents usually have consequences, so we'll see what happens. By the way, Ukraine is under extreme pressure in the east as NATO is warning that Russia's military has to win that fight, and they're getting ready to do something. What the something is, we don't know. Whether or not it starts today or not, nobody knows that either. But it's a possibility it could. As a top advisor to the Ukrainian president said that there are four components that Kiev needs before negotiations with Moscow can continue. Now, they've been trying to talk to Putin, and Putin's holding all the cards. He's got the wherewithal, he's got the numbers, he's got the military, he's got the missiles, and he's got the people, who the majority of them believe that the Ukraine is a bad country and there are bad actors running the Ukraine. Well, they're so bad, they're doing some good things, and you'll be hearing about that next week. We're gonna start telling you about the good things that are happening in the Ukraine that you don't hear much about, if anything. Because it's not all about how bad the Ukraine is. It really isn't. It's about how bad it could get if they're not allowed to remain a sovereign country. Now, there's a couple more stories here about the F-35. The F-35 has completed the ejection seat inspections. The Marines now have the F-35A. Their fleet's 90% operational. So that's a good thing. And hopefully this problem has gone away forever. Hopefully. All right. I'm coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to take a short look at the roads out there for the drivers. And then we'll finish things up with your calls, whatever you might have to say that's on your mind. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber, gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101. State boy pulled me over, he said, where's the fire, son?
tried to rob me blind. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Now I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's the highway junkie song. Get it done, son. All righty, there you go. And we appreciate them very much, and we appreciate him stopping by. And I appreciate being able to tell you something that you're not going to hear much anywhere else. You know, Chucky Boy Schumer is not fooling anybody, except maybe Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema with buying their votes. And by the way, Sinema, the billionaire's pal, Wow. Now you know, now the truth is out. She's obviously looking for campaign donations. That's why she did that. But anyway, I digress. Chuck Schumer finally got his wish. After reaching a deal with Joe Manchin on a far smaller version of the Build Back Better bill and calling it the Inflation Reduction Act, Kyrsten Sinema objected to the tax increases, as well she should have. Despite some hope that the Arizona Democrat might force economic reality on her colleagues, Sinema agreed to support it after winning a modest change, that being a $5 billion pork chop for Arizona on drought relief and the billionaire's tax being kept the way it is, not changed, not raised. Now, Schumer wants to sell this as a Democrat's answer to inflation. However, there is a budget model analysis out there from Penn Wharton that shows that this bill will actually increase inflation slightly for the first year and will have little or no impact on inflation afterwards. Even its supposed deficit reduction impact won't be felt until several years after its adoption. Wow. And Schumer knows it. Now, Schumer hasn't fooled anyone except for Manchin and Sinema. And as a YouGov poll recently showed, only 12% of Americans, 12% of Americans, think that this bill will reduce inflation in any form. In other words, the Inflation Reduction Act is a fraud. Just a skinnier version of the same old tax and spend policies that got us into the current predicament we're in anyway. Think about that one. Now, U.S. employers, and this is a mind-boggling deal, U.S. employers added a jaw-dropping 528,000 jobs in July, far more than expected. Wages jumped higher than expected. And yet the number of people working or looking for work declined. Now, have they retired? Have they just decided to take a vacation? What's going on here? Well, the majority of them appear to be part of that 100 million that have retired, pulled out of the driver's market altogether, and are now taking their vacation off into the sunset. A majority of them. So we'll have to assume that that's what's going on there. Now, Jason Furman, who happens to be an entrepreneur and a writer, he tweeted the following. He said, I am baffled by the decline in labor force participation, peaked at 62.4% in March, and has fallen nearly continuously ever since. Despite the tons of job earnings and openings, despite the lots of jobs added, despite the dwindling cash balances, mostly improving COVID, recession talk scaring people into accepting jobs now so that they won't get caught short again, it still isn't enough. We have over 100 million people that aren't working, just plain aren't working. And the wages, while they say they're going up, Well, if the inflation is at, and by the way, this is very low. If somebody tells you the inflation is at 9%, double it. At least double it. And if somebody tells you that they just got an 18% raise and it's going to take care of everything and kumbaya and whatever else they're going to say to you, laugh at them. It's not. It'll be gone by the end of the year because inflation's not going away. Now, I will tell you this, and this is a good thing. I'm going to go over to the price of oil, and I'll refresh my chart so I get an accurate price. Here is what's going on with oil right now. It looks like as if Brent crude is at $94.92. It's gone up 80 cents a barrel. West Texas crude is at $89 and a penny. It's gone up 47 cents. But then, where the rubber meets the road, is what's going on with the price of gasoline. Now, gasoline yesterday was $2.79 a gallon at the refinery. Today, it's gone up to $2.85 a gallon at the refinery. But it's still lower than what it was at the beginning of the week, so we should start to see, in this next batch of gas that gets delivered to your favorite spot, we should start to see lower gasoline prices at the pump below what they're at right now. And yesterday, Frenchie got all excited about $4 a gallon gasoline. Well, yeah, four is cheaper than five. Three is cheaper than four. But does anybody other than me remember what the price was when we voted in the last presidential election the day of? Does anybody other than me remember what the price was, especially where I'm at? It was $1.87 a gallon right here in my backyard. I know because I bought gas that day and I kept the sticker, a receipt, just to see for posterity what would happen. It had gone up 50 cents a gallon by the time Biden had gotten the seat warm in the White House. That's how fast it changed. And he didn't do anything to help. Nothing to help. Now, I just looked at my clock and I realized I've gone over my time because I'm going to be coming up on the break here. So we missed out on a caller, but it is what it is. It's a weekend show. And caller, you can call me on Monday and we'll get this all squared away so that you can say what you had to say. But in the meantime, it's all part of the indoctrination, the transformation, the fundamental transformation of America. All this nonsense, all this crap. Keep your eyes on the prize. Concentrate. Get involved. We need each and every one of you out there doing something for America to get these clowns the hell out of office. It's time for them to go. Period. God bless America. See y'all Monday morning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.